Hey there, Closet Busters and Bold Move Makers. It's me, Rick Clemens, the host of Life Uncloseted. And today is, as you know, it's time for another Life Uncloseted riff and rant. And you know what? I'm just going to hop on the national bandwagon, at least the national bandwagon here in the United States. And I want to start talking about all these women who are taking the brave steps to come forward and talk about, well, all these things that have happened, whether they be recent or in their past lives, with these men who have either physically assaulted them in some sexual way, have flashed themselves at women, who have made overtures at them, because I think it's time that women come out of the closet. That women come out and bring truth out of the closet. And demand respect come out of the closet, and that decency to be treated as a human being comes out of the closet. And I've had a little experience with this myself, and I'm not going to go into a lot of details about it, but I know at times I may have offended some people in the ways that I talk, and it's made me really begin to think about, what is this truly all about? And I've been asked this question several times as I've gotten in discussions, and here's my response. This is about bringing deceit out of the closet. It's about having a real conversation about what entitlement really looks like. And taking that entitlement piece that masculine energy tends to do at times and bring it forward to the forefront, where just because you're a man doesn't mean you can. But the other thing that I feel like this is bringing forward is conversations. Conversations that have needed to be had for years and years and decades, that at the end of the day are really truly about treating each other with respect, with decency, and like a human being, and not just something that's there for each other's pleasure. So as I've been thinking through this and having my own feelings around everything that's going on, I've been asking myself some questions. First question I've asked is, if it were me, what would I do? If it were me, would I have what it takes? Would I have the balls, yes, the balls to stand up and do what some of these women are doing? Would it mean that I might risk losing a job? Would it mean that I might risk friendships and become someone that nobody wants to be around for fear of, oh my gosh, if I do something, are they going to turn on me? Which is completely ridiculous. But it's the stories that we do make up in our own heads. The other question that I've been asking is, what does this tell me about my own values? If I get so adamantly upset about this, and there's reasons that I do get adamantly upset about this because, well, there's just reasons. And again, I don't want to go into them, but I have been raised in environments where this was standard protocol. And so what does that say about my values? It says that I don't like this. It says that I don't feel like people should be treated this way, that this is not what honor and respect and decency is. And the other question that I would ask myself is, how can I be more aware, more conscious of my own actions, my own words, my own ways of being in the world? It's bringing that part of myself forward out of the closet. And when I get to be in that space with myself, what I find so interesting is, as soon as I ask myself, so how can I be more conscious about this? How can I be more aware? I start to get tingly. In fact, I'm tingling right now because I'm realizing each time I ask myself, what do I need to be or challenge myself to do to be more conscious and aware around anything, I'm tapping into a deeper part of myself. I'm bringing a part of myself out of a closet that needs to be released so that I can live my life the way I want to live it. Because you see, at the end of the day, I believe it's about uncloseting humanity, to see humanity, to see each other as these beautiful humans that we all are, and allow each of us to be equal. Equal in the ways that we were brought into this world to be. Because you see, the day that you were born, none of this mattered. You were just a beautiful being that just arrived in the world. And in that moment that you arrived, it was all perfect, just as it should be. The irony is, the moment that we start to live and breathe is when everything begins to change. So as you finish whatever you're doing today, I invite you to truly think about what is that thing that you need to do to uncloset yourself, to be more truthful, respectful, and decent to those around you. So that's it. That's this week's riff and rant. I don't know if it's helped you. I hope it has. And you know what? If you have something you'd like to add to this conversation, shoot me an email. Shoot me an email at rick@rickclemons.com and let's have a conversation about this stuff, because you know what? The first bold move is saying, I have something to contribute to. This episode, and thanks for listening. I'm your host, Rick Clemons.